Welcome back to the News at One, and as you heard in the bulletin, a new report from HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, shows that while COVID-19 caused a 13% increase in deaths in Ireland between March and June this year, the number of excess deaths linked to the virus may be quite a bit less than has been reported so far. And to understand all of this, I've been speaking to HICWA's chief scientist, Dr. Conor Tellure.
So we used data from the deaths notifications website, rip.ie, and we compared the number of deaths observed between the 11th of March and 16th of June this year against historical patterns to calculate what we would have expected to have seen. And from that, we were able to calculate how many more deaths there were than expected, and that is the excess mortality.
And what did you find in terms of numbers then?
So we found that there were about 1,100 to 1,200 more deaths than we would expect based on the historical patterns. And that then translates into a 13% excess mortality between 11th of March and 16th of June.
Now, I know you're a scientist, Dr. Tellure, so you're able to understand numbers and data like this. But a lot of people will be scratching their heads about your figure today of 1,100 to 1,200 because they'll have read that 1,709 deaths as a result of COVID have been notified to the National Public Health Emergency Team. Can you explain that difference to us?
Well, the difference between the reported number of deaths and the estimated excess deaths is likely to be driven by the fact that many of the people who died with COVID-19 may have been frail and vulnerable and may have been close to end of life. So the fact that we now see fewer deaths than expected tends to support that view. So there are people who may have died during this time period, but their death was accelerated because they contracted COVID-19. Now, it's very important to remember that those people who died, their parents, their siblings and friends, they're all valued members of the community. And measuring the impact of COVID-19 has to capture that loss. So the official figure of 1,700 deaths is correct. That is an accurate estimate. It may be a slight overestimate, but it is likely to be an accurate estimate. Excess mortality, it has a limitation that it doesn't necessarily fully state the burden of COVID-19 on mortality.
What do you mean by that?
So excess mortality is trying to contrast the number of deaths that were observed with the number that were expected. And if some of these people were expected to have died during that period, then they don't count towards the excess mortality. But the reality is they did die because of COVID-19, and it therefore contributes to the overall mortality, and we need to count that correctly.
So it's the difference of somebody having died with COVID as opposed to somebody having died from COVID.
So that captures part of it. So there would be some people for whom they died with COVID-19, as you say, and there'll be others for whom COVID-19 will have, they will have been vulnerable and they will have had a number of pre-existing conditions, and the presence of COVID-19 will have increased the disease severity and therefore accelerated their death.
What does this say about the trend of the death pattern over the period of the pandemic so far, the data that you've been analysing?
So what we've seen is that the first death was reported on the 11th of March, and there was a steady increase in deaths, and they peaked in the second week of April. And since then, they have come down. And actually, over the last 4 weeks that we looked at up to the 16th of June, we actually saw fewer deaths than expected. So we've now dipped below the expected levels of mortality, and it may then return to expected mortality in the coming weeks. But we have to wait and see. And that's why it's valuable to monitor these data and to look at them on a regular basis, because it gives us a very immediate picture of what's happening in terms of mortality.
And that lower death rate than usual, which you've been noticing up to the end of June or up to the middle of June, that would presumably be to do with people not being on the roads so much, fewer accidents. Is that where that would come from?
That's unlikely to make a big impact on the numbers of deaths observed. So the majority of deaths that we see are due to things such as cardiovascular, so heart disease, and also cancer has quite a large burden on death. And those are unlikely to be affected, particularly during the epidemic. So when we see a reduction in deaths where we have less than expected, it is most likely because there were people who died in the preceding weeks who may have been close to end of life. And COVID-19 essentially led to them dying sooner than expected. So they died because of COVID-19, but they may have died during this time period otherwise.
However, looking at the medium term, is it likely that you will see another increase in the Irish death rate from illnesses which maybe have worsened or not had as prompt an attention as they would have had otherwise during the pandemic so far here in Ireland?
So this is quite possible. We could have an impact because people didn't avail of health services or could not avail of health services because of cancelled elective procedures and other activity that was suspended to ensure that we had sufficient capacity to deal with people with COVID-19. But it may be years before we see the impact of that, of deferred healthcare. And it may be quite difficult to determine the impact of that unless we look back in maybe 2, 3, or even 5 years' time, and then we can start to understand how patterns of mortality may have changed. But mortality is only one indicator. There's also morbidity. So we may have to also look at increased demand for healthcare in future mm-hmm. years, so increased hospitalization rather than just looking at mortality.
Mortality being, of course, what kills you, and morbidity means being sick, having been left with long-term consequences. One final question, Dr. Tellier. How do we compare internationally? Do you have any data there?
So we have looked at the excess mortality in Ireland relative to 23 countries that participate in the EuroMOMO project, and they all supply official deaths data, and they're compared and analysed in the same way. And actually, the methodology we used is very similar to the EuroMOMO approach. What we found is that Ireland is roughly mid-table from the countries that are participating in that. But what's very important to note is that our excess mortality is much closer to the lower mortality countries than the higher mortality countries. So it tends to suggest that our mortality, our excess mortality, has not been particularly high, which is a reassurance because it suggests that all the control measures and all the effort that have been efforts that have been put in place to try and minimise the impact of COVID-19 have been quite successful. And that, you know, as long as people continue to adhere to control measures such as wearing masks and social distancing, that hopefully we can continue to suppress the disease and minimise the impact on mortality.
And that was HICWA's chief scientist, Dr. Conor Tellier.